And we're live on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson. And in the studio with us, that was a song by Joe Elmo called New York City, The Bridge, from his album Reality Travels in a Melody. And Joe is here in the studio with us. Thanks for coming in today, Joe.
Thank you, Tom.
Whoops, I don't have your mic on. Hal, try it now there.
Thank you, Tom.
Now
thank
we can
you,
hear
Echo.
You. That's much better. You may want to put the headphones on if you want. Or,
you
or
bet
you
I
can
will.
Hear. Echo, you want to say something there?
This is WGXC.
Thank you very much for that station ID. And Joe, you played that New York City song because I guess you just performed in New York City last week. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I was on April 15th in Union Square Park. I was invited to play the protest, the anti-war, and the big banks. Well, we all know what's going on with that. And
it was kind of a tax day protest?
It was a tax day protest. I played on the stage. They asked me to walk into the Bank of America, which I did. I was glad to do it. And later on that evening, there was a party, after party at Kenny's Castaways. So it was a long day, but it was a worthwhile effort.
And did you just recently move to Greene County, or you've been here a while?
I've been here about a year.
About a year. And you're in Acre, too?
I'm in Acre at this point.
All right. And well, tell us about your music. Well, first, where did you come from if you just moved here a year ago?
Oh, I'm born and raised in Jersey City, lived in New York City. Basically, back and forth, upstate, I moved upstate in 95, stayed a few years. Bought a house with the in-laws, but that didn't work out. The in-laws did, but the marriage didn't.
But that's how you got to know the area, then?
I got to know it and love it. My daughter, I wrote a song for, it's on the CD called Jacqueline. She's 28. She's up here. And I had some success with attention towards, on that CD, there's a song called Broken Promise. It's written about, Native Americans and their strife and their all the atrocious behavior that our government is forced upon these poor people.
I guess your songs probably tell those kind of stories. Why don't you do a song and we'll talk some more if that's okay?
Dynamite. Because it's Earth Day and it's a beautiful day, I'm going to play the song I wrote for the Wall Street Bailout Crucifixion. And I'm going to dedicate it to McCabe Hurley.
All right, Joe Elmo live on WGXC right now.
It's getting old, and we're tired of being told, 'cause it's the same old story again. And we're tired of the wars and the lawyers, they're lying in the White House. It's like a train, and Congress is insane, but they keep following the money, and they're making Wall Street money, and they're killing sons and daughters, and they keep saying what Wall Street wants to hear. The Dow is up, the market's high, and we're tired of the lies, 'cause we all know you do nothing, and you think you're so smart, and you know you think you are, and you realize this is genocide when you're killing sons and daughters, and you're making Wall Street money, and you keep saying what Wall Street wants to hear. They bailed you out, they bailed you out. Can you tell us what that's about? We already know it's treason to kill and die for Bush's evil lies. There's a war child in the White House, and he sends you out, and he expects you to shout. He says, shout out, we are winning. But he's killing our sons and daughters,
making Wall Street money, and he keeps saying, well, Wall Street wants to hear. O'Reilly's on at night, he's a puppet for the right, and he pretends to be a newsman. He'll look you in the eye while he tells you right-wing lies. He's nothing but a traitor, and he's killing sons and daughters, and he's making Wall Street money, and he keeps saying what Wall Street wants to hear. Obama's making plans with his selfish Wall Street friends. He's just another politician, and the media has died, and they'll spin the news with lies, because they're following the money, and they're making Wall Street money, and they're killing sons and daughters, and they keep saying what Wall Street wants to hear. They're killing sons and daughters, and they're making Wall Street money, and they keep saying what Wall Street wants to hear. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Joe. That was great. And so I'm guessing that was one of the songs you probably played on that Tax Day protest?
That was the one and only song.
Ah. And are all your songs that political?
No, actually they're not. More social and more, there's even mixed with some love songs, of course. Everybody loves love.
And I guess you kind of criticized in that song people on both major political parties. Is that how you kind of see the political landscape these days?
I really do. I think it's a three-ring circus out in Washington. I think they have us all fooled, and we're catching on. You know, we see the media who's just limited to what they're willing to say and how far off they'll go. And this is not about left and right. This is about sustaining, you know, the planet and as well as our children's futures. When a child is born and owes our government $45,000, that's the estimate. And then there's telling us, I heard a statement by Obama who said he's going to look into the possibility that there may be, you know, issues with speculators and why oil is rising. Well, we all know from this side, on this side of the tracks, it certainly is the speculation, because there's enough out there. We're in three countries in the Middle East at war. We're pouring money into that nation, and all that's happening is our food prices are going up, our oil prices. But again, no, I've never been on a political, you know, bent like I am now. But I'm getting tired. I'm worried about the generation. Look at how beautiful Echo is. She doesn't want to pay $18 a gallon of gas, do you?
Well, hopefully she's not buying gas because there's some sort of new or better system for moving cars around or people around
yes,
by the time you grow up, right, Echo?
Isn't it funny, though? we should be green by now, and they just keep on pouring money into excuses why we have to pay for oil and the commodity, the speculation. It's all a game.
All right, well, you want to play another song? You have another song for us?
Sure. If you'd like, I mentioned I write love songs, so we might as well.
Anything you want, yes.
We'll this is only because everybody needs a love song. Standing here for so long, waiting for the rain. And I've been waiting here for so long, I'm waiting for the rain to take me away from me, 'cause I'm tired of being here all myself, and I was wrong, 'cause I even tried to live my life alone. And you love me, and this is where I want us to be. Not alone, close to you is all I really need. Can't you see? I love you more than anything, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. Rain on me. I love you, you're beautiful, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. I was lost for so long, waiting for the rain, and I've been down for so long, I'm praying for the rain, and I wonder what went right in my life. 'Cause I find you here, and I know when something's right, and this is right. 'Cause I'll stay with you, and I'll love you every night. Every night, I love you, you're beautiful, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. Rain on me. I love you, you're beautiful, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. Rain on me. I love you more than anything, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. I was lost for so long, and waiting for the rain, so I'll write you a rain song. I'm praying for the rain, 'cause I was tired of all the fights in my life, and I'm tired of trying to prove who's wrong or right, 'cause no one's right. Without this love, no one could be right, but that's alright, 'cause I love you more than anything, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. Rain on me. I love you, you're beautiful, and I love you when you pour yourself on me. Rain on me. I love you more than anything, and I love you when you pour yourself on me.
All right, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. That is Joe Elmo, and looks like you can go to joeelmo.com for more information about the things that you do. Is that true?
Actually, I removed that .com, and I have a MySpace, a Facebook. I'm working on getting up a site as we speak.
So myspace.com/Joe Elmo is
you
know,
if you Google my music, you'll be able to find me. Just Joe Elmo Music.
And and besides your music, or you also work with children, is that what you were telling me before?
Teens, adults. I did a lot of playing therapeutic recreational. I was told by a musical therapist that I ought not use the musical therapy title, and I don't, because I particularly can't even go further on and get the degree. I'm going to say it on air. The reality is, music therapy started after World War II. Soldiers were playing for soldiers, and they did the right thing. Now what's happening in hospitals, there's not many musical therapists upstate, but downstate there's a whole slew of them. And what they do is they come into the room, they look at your chart, and they tell the nurse what CD to play. And I mean, they're getting paid $350 or $380 an hour to write on a chart. Instead of giving that individual, where I find when I was writing a room with children with autism, teens with autism, adults with Alzheimer's, and the average Joe or the average Jane who wants music, there's nothing like a live experience.
Especially, I guess, if you're stuck in the hospital bed and you can't get out to see or hear things.
Yeah, Tom, that's the way it is. You know, you visit these facilities, that some of them are long-term, disabilities, rehabs, and, there's a lot going on. A whole generation is getting older. The baby boomers are getting older. It's a great title to have. It's a great degree to have, because you're the musical therapist, but they're doing absolutely nothing. I read a book by Tom Campbell. He's a forerunner of musical therapy, and he wrote something called it's called the Mozart Effect. And you can see how he adores Mozart, and Mozart was a genius. And we all like, but he's basically going throughout the the facilities and writing on their charts. I mean, I don't see this doing him much good, you know. But we do whatever we can to make it better.
And when you play for people in those situations, you can see the smiles and
yes.
A positive reaction. That is
absolutely. I was amazed that a certain individual, his name was Brian, when I was a musical director for Helping Hands Initiatives. It's an organization out of New York City, Staten Island, actually. And we played at Jennifer's Playground in Staten Island. Jennifer was a disabled young girl who was tragically murdered. And they dedicated the park and the facility to her. And I played for children with autism. This one individual, Brian, who they brought in, he was completely protected from himself with the cushion, a face mask, chest guard. And I played three sets for the group. It was about a room full of about 45 to 55 people with disabilities and their aides as well. And they took off his arm gear, and he was walking around the building, around the outskirts of the walls, and he wasn't focusing. But by the third, and the end of my set, he was actually laying down next to me, looking up at me, which really moved me. Not until after that, the experience of the aides themselves telling me it's the first time he ever sat still for any therapy, speech therapy, musical therapy. And I asked them about the musical therapy. And they told me, quite honestly, Tom, they said, yeah, they come in, they tell us to put a CD in, and it doesn't do them any good. So I imagine, I know from firsthand experience, it does touch people that with the cognitive disorders.
And besides seeing you in those settings, people can also see you in other settings up here. Do you perform locally?
Yes, I'm just starting to perform. I've been doing some local shows, one in Greenville, and that's the past. In the future, I'm going to be playing the Harmony Cafe in Woodstock on May 6th. It's a Friday night. I'm going to start about 9:00, and I record the song I played for you earlier, the Wall Street Bailout Crucifixion. I was recording in Saugerties with Julia Nichols, and she asked me to play on a Friday night in Woodstock. So I got lucky, and I'm going to take advantage of it and enjoy myself. Have a great night.
Are you starting to work with other musicians up here?
Actually, here's a shout-out to musicians. I'm looking because I've been doing a solo thing. I'm a songwriter, and, I'll kid you not, I love it, but there's nothing like a good, a good group of individuals that can play off each other. It's what music's all about.
All right. Well, maybe you can play one more song before we go?
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
Sure. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play something I call The Duel After the Masquerade. And the masquerade idea came from Jerome, the painter. He has a painting called The Duel After the Masquerade. If anybody's out there listening, if they Google it, if you don't like the picture, you must be blind. I don't know if you like the song, but the picture you gotta like.
All right, Joe Elmo live on WGXC right now.
Changes coming for quite some time, and people don't understand, but they love to be right. I watch the poets singing, know what I've seen, and I'd give up all I own to know where you've been. And words say so very little, spoken too loud, and people get left behind, they're lost in the cloud. They're waiting for something special, show me the way. And you'll hardly understand a word that I say. 'Cause when life receives us, life receives us, it makes us think we understand. When words
deceive us, and your words deceive us. They make us think we understand. See how the Prince of Peace quietly drowns. What's happened to us all? He cries out loud, 'cause I've given all I can, but you wanted more. What's happened to us all? There's something wrong. Words deceive us, and your words deceive us. They make us think we understand. When life receives us, and life receives us, it makes us think we understand. So why should we fight? 'Cause life is ungrateful, and no one likes change, 'cause it keeps us apart. And when will we learn to find our own answers? Or no one can change the music of time. And I watch the reasons falling, and I see how they run. And I've watched the people changing, look now you're gone. And you told the strangest story, we'll write it down. 'Cause the words say so very little, spoken too loud. And when life receives us, life receives us, it makes us think we understand. When words deceive us, and words deceive us, they make us think we understand.
All right, thank you, Joe, one more time. That was great. And
thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. One more time, tell us, tell everybody out there listening, if they want to hear you in person, they should go to on May 6th. Is that right?
That's right. It's going to be May 6th in Woodstock, the Harmony Cafe, and at 9 o'clock. And if you want to hear my music, you can go to MySpace. And if you want to find about where you can purchase my music, just go online and Google my name. It comes up Amazon, CD Baby, and all that good stuff.
All right. So thanks very much for coming in today, and hopefully we'll have you back soon when you have some other shows coming up. This is Joe Elmo, live Greene County musician, live on WGXC, and we'll be back with the news just in a few minutes. Stay tuned.